Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Fair Foul Friday. Tiff, it's been a while since we've been able to feature you in this segment. The people love you.
I don't know about that, but...
The people love you. we will start off hot here, guys, and let's dive right into this Falcons and Saints matchup. Here's your first Fair Foul. Bijan. And Alvin Kamara are the two best receiving running backs
in the NFL.
Bijan and Alvin Kamara are the two best receiving running backs in the NFL, fair or foul. Bo, we'll start with you.
It's foul because Christian McCaffrey and
Bijan
are the two best receiving running
Christian
backs.
Hasn't played yet this year, but you're still going to crown him. That's fine.
Yeah, because when he is on the field, which he will be, he is one of the two best receiving backs in the NFL. He and?
Bijan.
Thank you.
10-4. Tiff, what do you think?
I don't think you can say Christian McCaffrey because he has not played.
That's kind of what I'm going with.
If
you polled...
What have you done for me lately?
I'm saying if you're talking about this season
I don't put caveats in fair foul. That is up to y'all's interpretation.
Yeah, it's not just this season. It is overall. And I'm telling you that when healthy, Christian McCaffrey and
Bijan
are the two best receiving running backs in the NFL.
Mm. All right.
And I love Alvin Kamara.
And I'm still putting Alvin Kamara up there.
I will
go with the what have you done for me lately approach.
I like that.
If you're taking the overall approach, yes, Christian McCaffrey, hands down. But if we're talking about this season, which seems pretty relevant to talk about because it's happening now, then I would go with Alvin Kamara and Bijan.
Let me just add this, and I said this yesterday. It's been, I think, 6 straight games. Alvin Kamara has had 5 or more catches.
No, look, it's not a
155 rushing yards last week and 60 receiving yards.
Those aren't receiving yards, but
no, she just
said, and 60 receiving.
That is great. That is phenomenal. I'm not a hater of Alvin Kamara. I heard the question and interpreted it. It was who's the best receiving running back. 2 receiving running backs in the NFL, and it's an overall thing, and I am not going to tell you. Don't lose the top spot just by missing a few games.
Well, speaking of receiving, I want everybody take a deep breath, all right, and we're gonna go back in time just a little bit. Let's talk about the greatest plays in Falcons and Saints history. Obviously, Deion Jones is up there. There's been a bunch of them throughout the years.
He's got a few.
This play is actually the greatest play in Falcons Saints rivalry history.
Second and goal off the fake. Ryan to the end zone. Touchdown. It is Johnson who is in as the extra blocker. And the Falcons for the 5th time this season have scored a touchdown on their first possession.
Well, you get these big tackles coming in these goal line packages and you expect run and you kind of lose track of them from time to time. Look at the self by Mike Johnson. That is outstanding. That is great knowledge by an offensive tackle.
That, guys, is the greatest play in Falcons Saints rivalry history. Fair or foul. Tiff, we'll start with you. There is a wrong answer here.
There is a wrong answer. Because I will say it's fair because I believe it all just transpired within the break. And so I'm giving you points for creativity because Day-Day got in my ear. He wanted to share it with the room, but Bo, you were not in here. And he was talking about Mike Johnson's touchdown pass against the Saints and how it was disrespectful.
Points. Yeah.
So I will lean on that as well because of this rivalry. It is disrespectful, downright just savage to have an offensive lineman go out there and score a touchdown on that you-know-what.
Yeah. So. What do you think, Bo? Fair foul. Greatest play in Falcon Saints history.
Well, that was 2012, correct?
Correct.
I was there.
12 years ago.
It was a great moment, but it is not the greatest moment in Falcons history. Falcon Saints history. Wasn't it? Was it?
Oh, man.
Data, you might be the only person that remembers it. Was it a pick six or a punt return that Deion had in the playoff game against the Saints in the Superdome? I believe it was Deion. That would probably be up there for me. But also, Deion Jones catching the interception in 2017 on Thursday Night Football after the punk-ass Sean Payton.
Oh, here we go. Okay, we're not going on a hate train
horrible
Sean Payton.
Human being he is, does the choke sign.
Yeah, let
and
it
then
flow.
Debo elevates
let it flow.
In the end zone for the pick off of Drew Brees. Mm. That might have been one of the best. Or when Debo pick sixes it in 2016 in New Orleans.
Let me say this, though. When you're talking about best moments, you want to add the disrespectful to it because it is a heated rivalry. And I don't know if those moments are necessarily disrespectful. It's just pure athleticism, great plays in a rivalry game.
The disrespect was
having your lineman go out there.
Why is that pure athleticism?
It does fall under that as well. But I'm saying it's disrespectful. Kind of like the Jameis thing last year was disrespectful.
It was. Let's move on real quick.
That crossed disrespect.
We got to go. Lamar Jackson is already a Hall of Famer. Two-time MVP, but no Super Bowls. Lamar Jackson, watching him last night, already a Hall of Famer in your mind. But we'll start with you.
Absolutely. Hall of Fames are not based on championships. It's an individual thing. He's a two-time and maybe on his way to back-to-back and three-time MVP. Lamar Jackson could go down in his own track to go down as the greatest dual-threat quarterback in the history of football.
Mm. Bob Petrino getting a lot of credit for that. What do you think,
Tiff?
Really already a Hall of Famer.
That was really good.
Yeah, you're co-signing on that?
I'm going to co-sign on that because I don't think I can add to it.
All right, let's move on to this one. Tiff, being off this weekend, will catch up on her sleep and finally get her life together. She says it every week, got to get my life together. Tiff will catch up on sleep and finally get her life together. Bo, we'll start with you.
That's false. It's foul. It's foul. It's not going to happen. I love Tiff to death, and I think the world of her, and she knows that. But
she's gonna be out in the streets.
You know, she has the off seasons at times where she's extremely busy. She does other things like WNBA. She did the Olympics. She does NFL, college. But there's also little breaks and weekends where she's had time to get sleep and get her life together. And I think she has missed those opportunities.
There's not been any breaks on the weekends. I've been traveling either back or something from a game. I will say, yes, it is going to happen this weekend.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Because I have a game plan.
Confidence.
My new duvet set comes in.
What is that?
Duvet cover and shams.
What are those?
It's just something classy people have for their bedding.
Got a big weekend. Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know if I have time.
And then I will be laying low the rest of the weekend. I don't want to look at another person's face.
Let me tell you. Okay.
Except for dinner tonight.
If you come in on Monday. Oh, no. Here's the litmus test. If you come in Wednesday and you're spry, and you look at me and go, you know, my energy's here because I got my life together this weekend, and I did it, and I will buy you whatever you want from Starbucks. Your Starbucks order is on me.
Wow, I think that's a good test.
Mike, I have an answer real quick.
Go ahead. All the smoke. All right, we got
to
move on.
You're dead.
I was talking to somebody about this yesterday. It doesn't seem like the Falcons have traditions. I think the Saints actually have better traditions than the Falcons. As much as it hurts me to say that, they play, you know, all the music down there. They have the hoodat thing that happens before the game. They bring a player out. They do all this other kind of stuff. The only thing I come up with was the swag surf, right? And so does this deserve a spot in the long term? And I'm talking about the longevity of, like, the next, I don't know, 8 to 10-plus years of actually playing the swag surf. Should the swag surf be a Falcons tradition long term? Fair or foul? Tiff, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I say that's fair. You've got Kirko. Wait, why not?
Why not? Yeah.
Because everyone's into it in the stadium. When you look at clips, and I have not been able to attend a game in person because I'm at other games, everyone's even attempting to do it. Yeah. And that shows you something, right? You may not have rhythm, but you still feel like you are a part of something.
Oh, man.
In the stadium.
If we haven't been able to corner you for the swag surf,
I will not. I know my limitations. Yeah. I will not embarrass my family.
All right. What do you think, Bo? Fair, foul,
only dance
swag
when I'm
surf?
Drinking.
What do you think?
Sure. Whatever. No, I mean, I just want whatever tradition that the Falcons have to be solely theirs.
You got
to
develop some
and
at
I,
some point.
Well, yeah, but I think that the swag surf has been done in other arenas and stadiums in Atlanta, the Hawks, and I think it might have been done first. So I don't want to poo-poo on anything because I love the crowd getting animated, but maybe we find
haven't
something
they
else.
Played it before in previous years? I have not
they
been
have,
to
they
a game.
It for, so the Falcons like, have done it for a couple of years.
That's what
That's what I'm saying long term. All right, let's get through two more really quick. Cap it at 10 seconds. New Orleans, the toughest road game in the NFL. Fair or foul? New Orleans, toughest road game in the NFL. Fair or foul?
Fair. It's capital F-A-I-R. It is the hardest place. I am telling you, maybe it's because they overmodulate their speakers and they're so high up and I'm in the roof doing the games. But that is the loudest stadium
that is where
I have
in the same
ever
area,
been.
And I have had my phone alert me, my watch alert me that you're reaching dangerous decibel levels.
To Jeff's
Chiefs
point,
fans are upset. Seattle Seahawks fans are upset. But
I've never left the Superdome without a skull-splitting headache because how loud and how loud you have to have your earphones in there. It's brutal.
Yeah, Tiff, we'll go with you the first one on this one. Bo will cry during the birth of his daughter. Bo will cry during the birth of his daughter.
Yeah,
fair.
You think? I wanted to add another word in there, but he'll cry.
For sure. Bo will cry during the birth of his daughter. Fair foul, Bo.
I mean, it's foul. I'm just not a crier, man. I'm going to be elated with emotion, but I might be fist pumping. Right. Might spike something in the room.
Last one. As a sign of disrespect, the Atlanta Super Bowl halftime show should feature Lil Wayne after he got put on the schneid by New Orleans this year, and he was upset about it. How about a little bit of disrespect? Yeah. Atlanta goes, you know what, man? We got value for you. We got love.
Well,
fair or foul.
Other than Ed Orgeron, Lil Wayne's probably my favorite, and Bobby Hebert.
Should bring Ed Orgeron
and Bobby Hebert. Lil Wayne's probably my favorite person from Louisiana. So. Hell yeah.
Well,
let's bring Weezy
bring
in.
I was like, bring him out. Bring
go
out. I don't know. Just bring him out.
What's he going to do? Dance with his shirt off like he's
I
in Destin? He's
Tim,
all over Destin,
massive
Florida.
Sign of disrespect. Let's bring in Lil Wayne. What do you think?
I agree, but I kind of actually like bringing out Edward. Just to have him do something. I don't know. Just to like welcome
just stumbled
to
on
Atlanta.
That one by accident, man. Nice job. That is your fair foul. Nice work.
All right.
There's no winner, by the way.
There's no winner.
Ding.
Oh, yeah. We're not. Okay,
no,
cool.
No, you came at me that first question like you thought there was a winner. You're like, no, you're an
it's
idiot.
Not which one wins.
Like, whoa.
Oh, yeah, it's not. I was waiting for a winner to... All right. Well, good to be back here.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On a Friday, it's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.